up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. It's another edition to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. What the heck are we going to do this week? I have no idea. I'm going to play this stack of records, though. I can promise you that much. And at this point, at this particular moment in time, I do not have a 78 of the week like we talked about the last couple of shows that maybe I would start doing that. I just haven't made it down to the basement yet to find some polka 78s. And I know there's a bunch down there, but I got to get down there and find them. And I was like, oh, but here's a waltz I could play. I think it was the Roller Skaters Waltz. And it was some guy actually on a roller rink organ, but it sounded terrible. I was like, nah, I'm not playing that one. This is not the roller skating show. This is dancing, for Pete's sake. And you probably could have danced to it, but it sounded terrible. And there's no point out of the short amount of time we have together every week to subject you to 3 minutes of staticky organ playing. Right? Right. So we'll just see. If I turn up a 78 with a good polka on it before the show is over, we'll include it in the show and have a 78 of the week. But in the meantime, maybe not. So there. Let's roll things. It's always good to get things started with some coffee. And we used to make coffee in a percolator. So I have one here called the Percolator Polka. That should be a good way to get things rolling right along here. Al Coco Zluzniak is what it says on the record. So here we go. I couldn't get to the push button for the microphone there. I had my hands full of 78s. Really, I did. I was trying to find a polka here. I do have a bunch of 78s in the studio with me that I haven't looked at in a long time. And I've not found a polka yet, but I did find a... See? How picky are we going to get with this 78 of the week idea here? I have got Henry Bussey's Orchestra. Remember Hot Lips? That was a great record. doing Sam the Old Accordion Man. Huh? We might be able to get by with that one. Let's set that one aside for later scrutiny. Anyway, I'm looking for something here. So we'll see. Now I'm officially out of places to set records. Yeesh, what a mess. And clearly somewhere along the way, I did a lot of math on the sleeve for the percolator polka, which you just heard. Sounded a lot like a percolator, didn't it? Now it kind of made me want some coffee. Anyway, glad you're along for another week here in the Yumpa Hour. Hopefully, I'll be back to do this again next week. I'm just a couple of days away from eye surgery, which is really kind of an interesting thing. It'll be my fourth eye surgery, which is really a lot for anybody. The weird thing about it is you're awake during it. You don't feel a darn thing. And there's really no recovery. I mean, you might have to wear an eye patch for a while or whatever. It's not like surgery, where large parts of your body hurt for a long time and that sort of thing. So hopefully all goes well. And next week I'll be reporting on a show that eye surgery went wonderful and that all is well. We won't, even after the surgery, we won't know for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks whether or not it worked. So we'll see. But I'd tell you all the technical stuff, but I don't understand most of it anyway. But got my fingers crossed, and hopefully next week you'll hear me doing this show unless something terrible bad goes wrong, which I think is a less than 0.05% of that. So we'll see what happens. Let's do the Polka Kings, shall we? And this is the Bouncing Ball Polka. The Bouncing Ball Polka. That's the Polka Kings here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How you doing this week? Sunshine in here in northern Minnesota most of the week. A lot of fog in the morning, though. I hate it when you get up in the morning and your weather thing says dense fog advisory. That's never a good thing. But anyway, what do we got here? Oh, Fez Fritchie is over here on turntable number two. And let's do the Unita Polka. You have the United Polka, Fez Fritchie and the band here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We should talk about the World of Accordions Museum before I forget about it. I do have a tendency to get sidetracked every now and then. Check them out online. That's the easy way, worldofaccordions.org. There's a lot of stuff, man. I'm telling you, 1,400 accordions is not something to be trifled with. Not to mention, they've got the Accordion Repair Technician School. They've got the concert hall. They've got research materials, memorabilia, just a lot of amazing stuff. If you can't pay them a visit in person anytime soon, by all means, check them out online, though. worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. I've actually talked to people in Superior. They didn't even know they're there. That museum's been there a long time. Be like, what? There's an accordion museum? So check it out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the interwebs. All right, all right. It was that little guy who was on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember the guy who was all right, all right. Was that Topo Gigio? Or am I confused with another character? Things like that are getting a little hazy. Let's do Tom Selleck and the Polecats. Great name for a band. Who's the only girl?
Sets my heart awhirl. Now can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
Kiss my mama twirl. Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name. You know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
Have it there. It's the Polecats with Tom Salock there. Who's the only girl here on Tim's Oompa Hour? It is your old-time oldie show. Maybe. I've gone through about 178s now. This is hard to do quickly while the songs are playing. I'm making myself work. I didn't plan ahead for this. I was like, ooh, I got surgery coming up. We're going to get this week's show out. I better get to it. So here I am with very little preparation, and so I'm not prepared. But again, like I said, if all goes well, next week should be smooth sailing. We'll see. I got Elmer Scheid and the band on turntable number two here with the Grain Belt Polka. Every time I hear about Grain Belt, and I know it's still around, the name, it reminds me, though, when I was a kid, because my dad had a drugstore in Northeast Minneapolis. And as you're going over, what is it, University? Is it Central University? I can't remember. You go over the big bridge right into downtown Minneapolis. And you see that big, giant, neon Grain Belt beer sign by the brewery over there. Man, oh man, that had to be like a world record-setting neon sign, because it was like bigger than life, man. It's amazing. And I remember that as a kid. But anyway, here's Elmer Scheid and the band. It's the Grain Belt Polka. Right, there we have Elmer Scheid and the band and the Grain Belt Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, I grabbed this rather vintage Lil Wally 45. And I know it's old because it's got the old JJ dark maroon label on it. Doesn't say be happy and gay with JJ like the newer ones do. It's Lil Wally and his... Is it the Harmony Boys? Oh, it's the Lucky Harmony Boys on this one. And it's the WOPA Polka. And I know that it's the WOPA Polka because there's a space between W and O and O and P and A. So it's not like the WAPA Polka. And I'm like, what the heck does WOPA stand for? And I'm sure a lot of you are like, oh, well, that stands for blah, blah, blah. And I have no idea what WOPA stands for. So I have literally pulled out the dictionary And I looked up WOPA. Okay? Here's what, there's a list of things that WOPA stands for. Warrant Officers Protective Association, Washington Orthotic and Prosthetic Association, World Organization for Positive Action. Okay, that's not bad. Worst of Public Access, Warrant Officer Protection Agency, Warrant Officers Protection Association, Workshop on Parallel Algorithms. Do any of these possibly sound like that's what this stands for on this record? No. Washington Orthotic Prosthetic Association, water outside the permit area. That's a good one. Wimbledon Old Players Association, the Workshop on Opportunities in Plasma Astrophysics. That sounds very futuristic. Women Officers Professional Association and World Outsourcing Providers Association. Maybe it's like World Organization of Polka Accordionists. I just made that one up. World Organization of Polka Accordionists. Maybe that, as of right now, that's what it stands for. As far as I'm concerned, anyway, here's Lil Wally and the boys. There you go, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Not his Lucky Harmony Boys. A lot of variations in that group. That is the WOPA Polka, which we've decided here at the Oompa Hour stands for World Organization of Polka Accordionists. Now we just need to get some membership cards made up. We're going to go from Lil Wally to Lil Richard. Not Little Richard. He would be singing like Wop Bop Loo Bop Wop Bam Boom. No, we don't have that. This Lil Richard Polka Band, and this is the I Never Knew Polka. And I wish there was an easy way to make a video of this record playing and put it on the Facebook dealie. I wonder if I could figure out how to do that. Probably not. But this record, it's a 45, and it has the biggest warps in it. I mean, the record is like, it looks like waves across an ocean. It's just big, giant warps. The whole needle just goes up and down and up and down a good couple times in each turn. And I pulled this out of the sleeve and I was like, there is no way that this record is going to play. And I think it will. Are you ready? Cross your fingers. I didn't even put a penny on the tone arm. Let's see if this sucker actually plays. The record looks like it's in beautiful, brand new condition, but it's warped beyond belief. Here we go. Cross your fingers. Little Richard and the Polka Band here. The I Never Knew Polka.
I never knew how much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I miss you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
My darling, come back to me is what I pray. And I'll never ever stray, for we belong together, day after day, forever and ever.
How much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
Man, oh man, I can't believe that record played. And yes, I did pull out my phone and shoot a little video of the incredibly warped 45 playing. And I will see if I can figure out how to stick that up on the Facebook page. If you want to see it, it's Tim's Facebook. Was it Facebook? That's it. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. She gets you to our Facebook page. And you can also, like, if you have a request or a dedication or whatever, you can do a message dealy there. Or as long as I'm talking about it, you can also leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can always email us, too, at oompahour, all one word, at AOL.com. Speaking of requests, reminds me that a couple of weeks ago we got a message on the text gizmo. That someone's looking for polkas about fishing. I have been looking. There aren't any. I'm not kidding. There's just, you would think, does polka music and fishing go together? Or does it not? I don't know. I mean, I know country music goes together with fishing. But I would think that, I don't know. I can't find any anyway out of all these records. And, of course, they're not organized, so it's not like a comprehensive search. But even going through the records of every record, the computer records of every song we played on the show in the last 7.5 years or whatever it's been, nothing about fishing. So I don't know. But we do have to play a waltz because we try to do at least one waltz in every show, so I have one. But not only that, I have a Chesney Brothers waltz, which I'm pretty sure has never been on the show. And since I had fish on the brain, trying to find polkas about fishing, I have the Dreaming Fish Waltz. And no, they don't sing about fish having dreams at all, which would at least make it a fish song. But I'm trying. Here's the Dreaming Fish Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready, here are the Chesney Brothers. Singing, but it's the Dreaming Fish Waltz anyway, and it fits my category of old-time music about a waltz just barely, right? So anyway, it's the best I could do for a fishing song this week. I'll see if I can. I'm telling you, it's a tough request to fill. I got the Brass Works here, hailing from where? Baltimore, Maryland, I believe. This is the Daisies for You Polka.
Thank you. daisies bloom in warm sunlight. That's why I'm telling you tonight. The glow from your sweet smile will keep this blossom till I'm there with you. Remember daisies bloom in warm sunlight. That's why I'm telling you.
All right, there you go. It's the Brass Works and Daisies for you here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Need to look at the clock once in a while so I don't get too carried away here. I don't think I'm going to find a 78 to play in the show this week. I'm just not prepared, darn it. But I'm going to keep looking. It's pooping me out. I got the Niagara Falls Polka over here, though, on turntable number one. It's the Harmony Bells Orchestra. All right, there you have it there. And the Harmony Bells Orchestra, and this, believe it or not, is Tim's Oompa Hour. This happens every week right here about this same place, same time. All right, let's have an extra waltz in the show this week. In fact, I pulled this record out last week and didn't get to it. Did I even play a waltz last week? I must have. Otherwise, I broke the rules. But I pulled this out last week and I thought everybody has heard this record a billion times. That happens a lot and I think I don't want to play that again because everybody knows it a million times over. But there's a reason for that, and that's because it's a classic, right? I think it's time to hear the Blue Skirt Waltz by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, don't you? I haven't heard this in a long, long time. Let's do it. Dancers, get back up again. We're going to waltz again. Yo, Frankie Yankovic, of course, Blue Skirt Waltz, Tim Zumpa Hour is where it's at, man. This is where it's all happening. Glad you're with us for another show. Man, I'm going through these 78s. You know what's happening is I haven't looked at these records in 40 years, 50 years. I'm finding a lot of records that I either didn't know I had or I've long since forgotten about. Where did I get all these Phil Harris records anyway? Phil Harris doing I Wish I Was a Goldfish. No, you don't, because then when you die, they just flush you down the toilet. What kind of respect is that? Anyway, there's a lot of weird records in this pile of 78s, but no polkas yet. And time's running down. I don't think we're going to get a 78 polka in here this week. Here are the Czech Lights. Let the sun shine in.
Shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
At a dance in your home or at a tavern, It's that familiar sound we all enjoy to hear. Couples dancing around the floor, others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
It's the check lights here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And let's see what the old clock says. That will get in a couple more tunes here anyway. I have not located a polka in the 78s this week, I'm sad to say. But I'm finding a lot of really fun songs. I should start another show where all I do is play 78s. That would be a lot of work. They're heavy, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, let's just throw this Don Peachy in here, shall we? It's the Last Chance Polka. There, a little Don Peachy magic for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. Ray Champa and his polka champs are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, I think we got time to get probably a couple of more songs in here. I don't know, I guess it depends a lot on how much blabbing I do. Here's Roy Champa and his Polka Champs and the Glen Park Polka. There you have it there, and the Glen Park Polka, Ray Champa, and his Polka Champs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What are we going to do? Sneak one more in here, it looks like, huh? I don't think we're going to get away with two of these little buggers. Yeah, probably not. That's all right. I'm pooping out anyway. Here's the Clevelanders Orchestra, and hey, Mr. Nemo. Thank you.
slow. We are playing start to swaying now. Kick up your heels and go, and mind you not too slow. Go, Mr. Nemo, go! Hey, Nemo! White Panda!
There you go. Hey, Mr. Nemo, that is the Clevelanders Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now you need to remember where you've been the last hour, because next week in this same spot, we're going to do this again. And I promise maybe I'll have a 78 of the week. We'll see what I can do for you, all right?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.